CD. That's more than radio, and it's more than TV. More than your hip hop, more than your rap, more than your crowds, more than your claps, more than album sales, more than album buys. And if you don't live it, then this album lies. More than savings that wreck your closets, more than skeletons hiding in your closets, more than New York, more than the tri-state, more than who I like, more than who you hate, more than who in jail, more than who got shot, more than my neighborhood, more than your block, more than who drugging, more than who dinner, more than a loser, more than a winner, more than what I do, more than where you work. Sorry, preachers, even more than your church. It's more than me, and it's more than you. More than Jake South, and it's more than Jews. More than Obama, more than Hillary. More than if you really ain't feeling me. More than a butler, more than a maid. More than tomorrow, more than yesterday. More than your big hat, suits and size. More than half truths, more than whole lies. More than who's wrong, more than who's right. More than your kids, more than my wife. More than where I live, more than what I drive. More than what's yours, more than what's mine. More than my hair, more than your clothes. More than my friends, more than your foes. More than my silver, more than your gold. All of this don't add up to your soul. Yo, welcome to the Pino Pesci Show, hosted by Michael Anthony Oliva. Today is January 10th, the baptism of the Lord in my Catholic church. Love it. Love it. Let's start off with, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let me tell you, today, I want to talk a little different. I want to speak about family. I'm going to explain it to you in the best possible way. And this is not anger. This is joy. You mess with my family. You mess with my children. You mess with my sister. You mess with my friends. You mess with my brother. I will tear you from limb to limb in Jesus' name. Believe me when I tell you. One, trust in Christ. And in times of struggles, struggles are all part of the process of your growing Christian faith. Catholics were the first Christians 2009 years ago. But I work with everybody. I'm an ecumenist. Your faith is your faith. If you're a born again, a Baptist, it doesn't matter. See, when something bad happens, we look to the Lord. I have an LA tattoo on my left arm. I'm wearing my LA hat today. My close friends really know why I got that LA tattoo. But if you really want to ask me, just go to pinopesci@gmail.com and I'll gladly share my story with you. Because you want to know something? Johnny boy, God took us through hell just to get us to heaven. Well, my first order of business, as I always do, I'm going to go do a reading. And the first reading is from the book of the prophet Isaiah. Thus says the Lord, here is my servant who I uphold, my chosen one with whom I am pleased, upon whom I put in my spirit. He shall bring forth justice into the nations, not crying out, not shouting, not making his voice heard in the street. A bruised reed he shall not break, and a smothering wick he shall not quench, until he establishes justice on the earth. The coastlands will wait for his teachings. I, the Lord, have called you for victory of justice. I have grasped you by the hand. I formed you and set you as a covenant of the people, a light for the nations, to open the eyes of the blind, to bring out the prisoners. Joe Cavello, I love you, my friend, from confinement and from the dungeon, those who live in darkness. You live in darkness. Let me explain something to you. There's people that are blessed, and then there's people that are just with the devil, and there's no saving them. And when you get closer to God, they're going to come out like woodworks to try to get you back, because the devil wants you to come back to him. It ain't happening. I walk with the Holy Spirit. I'm a modern-day prophet. I'll say it right here, right now, and then. I am an apostle on earth. Jesus chose me and John Piero to start the Soldiers of Christ ministry so we could show all the little punks in the neighborhood what we used to do. You couldn't even imagine. All right? We did it 10 times quicker, 10 times faster, and stood under the radar. You understand? I never did a day in jail. Thank the good Lord for that. But I got a friend of mine who's doing 12 years in jail. Okay? My second thing I want to tell you. We must work together to see the God's divine mercy. That's all of us. Everyone. All denominations. You understand? All denominations. But I say this again. Never be afraid of your past. Peter never forgot about his past. And neither did St. Paul. And I won't either. But I will live with God every day more and more. And I ask Jesus every morning to please give me perseverance in your faith. And I want to read something else. And I'm going to get into a track because, you know, I'm a hip-hop kid. And next week, we're going to have my man Giovanni. I'm going to have his tracks. And we're going to play some of his tracks. And he does rock. Okay? All different genres around here. It's the prophetic word of knowledge for you. Have I fallen asleep, said the Lord? Do I no longer have the power that I used to create the universe and every breathing creature? No! I am the God of the impossible. There is nothing too hard for me to do. I will have you place the situation that is concerning to you into my hands and leave it there. Give me control of it and all of your life, and I will take care of you. Do not doubt that I will give you what you need and more to bless you. I delight in you. I will turn your problems into miracles as you give me access into every area of your life and make me your Lord. Do not hold back your tithes and offerings from me. Give and you will receive. And talk about miracles? Let me tell you something. Me and John went to go see friends of ours. I saw a miracle happen, and my 8-year-old son is a witness. I went to church to pray with another friend of mine. We lit candles. I sat in front of the Blessed Sacrament. And I said a prayer. And when I came in that house, the cold air filled my body and my friend's body. And the sun, there was no sun out, shined on John Piero's eyes. And the tear came down his right eye, and it dried without him wiping it. And then it came down his left, and it dried, and the sun appeared again. And the third time. You may not believe in miracles, so be it. God bless you if you don't believe. Okay? God bless you. I tell you that right now. God bless you. But I tell you, my man PK, he's a soldier of Christ. I'm a hip-hop kid, and I want to get one of his tracks right now, and we split it up around here the best way possible we can. But remember, trust in Jesus Christ, keep him first, and the love for your children, your family, your mother, your father, all of that stuff puts into place. You understand? It is possible. It is possible. We are all here to be saved. Do you understand? We are all here to be saved. The Holy Spirit is with us. He is with us.
Yo, scriptures! For this one, they might persecute me. Who would ever think you see Christian groupies? The body of Christ is like Sin City. Topic of sin, I show no pity. You might say, who is he? I'm God's servant. Walking in spiritual discernment. They don't fast no more, don't pray no more. The church don't use Jesus' name no more. What's going on? I can't really call it. Too much sin and no room for it. Spirit of Sodom and Gomorrah is here. In Jesus' name, rebuke it out of here. No more fear. We preaching the truth. They're molesting, abusing, using the youth. Raving their walls inside sheep clothing. Pray for us, for the sin we expose. You can take man out of Sodom and Gomorrah. Stop rebelling, swallow up like Korah. Abel's blood cries out from the land. Can you take Sodom and Gomorrah out of man? You can take man out of Sodom and Gomorrah. Stop rebelling, swallow up like Korah. Abel's blood cries out from the land. Can you take Sodom and Gomorrah out of man? So-called Christians, they give me screw face. Where the love at, man? You need a new face. Bad mouth the preacher, so two-faced. The gift will make room for you to haste. Smiling when you shake the preacher's hand. Passing his house, spitting on his land. Practicing voodoo, still reading palms. Still drinking, I'm still reading psalms. Still a man in the garden. Satan don't like this lifestyle of the saved and righteous. Open up your eyes, letting anything go. Sisters cover up, letting everything show. Lord have mercy, we need God's grace. The body of Christ, see God's face. Abraham and Lot inspired me to write this. Lord, we spare the church for one righteous. You can take man out of Sodom and Gomorrah. Stop rebelling, swallow up like Korah. Abel's blood cries out from the land. Can't take Sodom and Gomorrah out of man. You can take man out of Sodom and Gomorrah. Stop rebelling, swallow up like Korah. Abel's blood cries out from the land. Can't take Sodom and Gomorrah out of man. This ain't for the babes, for those that know. Seeing all the sinners, still letting it go. False prophesying, lot of compromising. Not enough people, where the flesh dying. Lot of dishonor, not enough loyalty. Chosen generation, where is the royalty? For this one, they might come at me hostile. Sin leaves a bad smell in God's nostril. Body of Christ, please understand. Repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. They want praise and worship more than the Bible. But the Bible is our means for survival. Too many idols seek the Lord again. Everybody Christian who's born again. It's sworn again, serve God with holy hands. Everywhere we stand now, it's holy land. You could take man out of Sodom and Gomorrah. Stop rebelling, swallow up like Korah. Abel's blood cries out from the land. Can't take Sodom and Gomorrah out of man. You could take man out of Sodom and Gomorrah. Stop rebelling, swallow up like Korah. Abel's blood cries out from the land. Can't take Sodom and Gomorrah out of man. You know, we just talking about how the spirit of Sodom and Gomorrah is still in the church today. You know, God took Lot and his family out of Sodom and Gomorrah, but the spirit was still in them. And that spirit is still in the body of Christ. Take it out of man.
Yeah. Sodom and Gomorrah is in America right now. But you know what, PK? I wrote this, and I'm going to read it out. It's a cappella, because you know what? I used to be a rapper, and I'm going to spit it. Yo, where you been? I've been right here. I jumped to the front, opponent stepped to the rear. What's up, my dear? You looking quite elegant. Pino Pesci, I'm Mr. Intelligent. Used to live life quite extravagant. I went through Lent, straight up celibate. Check my etiquette, got lots to learn. Read the good book, say prayers and stand firm. Talk about hustle, I've been down that road. I sold 6 beepers, that story's been told. Got a full house, Trump's got a told. Call the bartender, I like my shots cold. Used to wild out, pop pills and straight hustle. Now I run miles, work out and build muscle. Who wants to tussle? I'm God's stepchild. You're better off in court, cause my record's on file. Amen to that. I could rap it, I could spit it, I could take it all you want. Now I got some questions for you. These are questions I get, and I'm going to read about 3 of them to you, 4 of them, and I'm going to give you the answers. This is man's response to God, I believe. How does man respond to God who reveals himself? Here's your answer. Sustained by divine grace, we respond to God with obedience of faith, which means the full surrender of ourselves to God and the acceptance of his truth insofar that is guaranteed by the one who is truth himself. Okay? There's your answer. You know where that came out of? The catechism of the Catholic Church. Okay? Here's your second question. Who are the principal witnesses of the obedience faith in the sacred scriptures? There are many such witnesses. 2 in particular. One is Abraham, who when put to test, believed God, Romans 4, verse 3, and always obeyed his call. For this reason, he is called the father of all who believe, Romans 4, 11. The other is the Virgin Mary, who throughout her entire life embodied in a perfect way of obedience. Let it be done to me according to your word, Luke 1, 38. Another question and answer that came out of the Catechism of the Catholic Church. Doesn't matter your denomination. I'm not telling you to switch to become a Catholic. You do what you got to do. I'm happy being Catholic. You understand? I'm happy being Catholic. I want to make an announcement. There's Christian Unity Celebration January 20th, 2010. There will be music at 7 p.m. There will be worship at 7:30 at the Zion Lutheran Church. Okay? Please, if you want, you can come. It is the Staten Island Council of Churches, 2187 Victory Boulevard, 718-761-6782. Anyone that would like to join us, because I'm an ecumenist. Also, I'd like to say to the Holy Cross Church up in DeWitt, New York, where I went this weekend. Well, it's right next to Syracuse. Take it easy, Shannon. Syracuse is in New York. Okay, dear? Take it easy. God bless you. Take it easy. Okay? Beautiful church. Beautiful. Open all day long. A lot like in Staten Island. Segregation still goes here. There's a funeral, there is a burial ground for blacks and there's a burial ground for whites. Disgusting. Makes me sick. Despicable. Despicable. I'm going to say another thing. You come into my church with your cell phone on. I'm telling you, I'm going to tear you from limb to limb. Turn your cell phone off. Show respect to the Lord. You can't live without your cell phone for an hour? Give me a break. Turn it off. It's disrespectful. And if you're really waiting for a phone call that bad, don't go to church that time, my friend. Stay home. Come when you don't have no time to talk on your phone, because it's pretty annoying. And also, when I'm sitting there and I hear chitter-chattering and laughing because I'm crying of joy and I ain't ashamed of it. So you can laugh all you want, because there's people in every church that goes there just to go to be part of the crowd. They want to be part of the crowd. Nah, it ain't like that. Not for me, anyway, it ain't like that. Okay? The Holy Spirit lives inside of me. Believe me when I tell you, I have touched people in the last 3 months. They will tell you. They will call up if they would like. We have a 1-800 number you can call up. And they will tell you, I have touched them in ways that other people have never touched other people. My son Anthony's my guardian angel. He brought me back to the church. My son John is my other guardian angel. He lives in Florida. I love him to death. The both of them, I'll protect them. Anybody. And this goes out to all the drug dealers and everybody else. Bring the junk in my neighborhood. I'm telling you now. This ain't no cop calling thing. I'm going to take you down, my friend. Keep away from our kids. You understand? Keep away from our children. That is what I have to say. Now I'm going to get into a second reading. And this is a reading from the letter of St. Paul to Titus. Beloved, the grace of God has appeared, saving all the training us to reject godless ways and worldly desires and to live temporarily, justly and devoutly in this age. As I await the blessed hope, the appearance of the glory of our great God and the Savior Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us to deliver us from all lawlessness and to cleanse for himself a people as his own, eager to do what is good. When the kindness and generous love of God our Savior appeared, not because of any righteous deed we had done, but because of his mercy, he saved us through the bath of rebirth and renewal by the Holy Spirit, whom he richly poured out on us through Jesus Christ our Savior, so that he might be justified by his grace and become heirs in hope of eternal life. Do you understand what that means? Do you understand what that means? Well, if you don't, I'll explain it to you. What that means right there, he gave up his life so that you can sin and sin and sin, and still go back. Now, I'm just going to read something to you. Passion of Christ, strengthen me. Strengthen me under the pressure of temptation. Strengthen me when principle is at stake. Strengthen me to do your will, my God. Strengthen me in moments of suffering, in time of loneliness, in periods of depression. Strengthen all of us that I may never swerve from you, dear Christ, nor weaken through human respect, through a desire to be popular, through hope of social distinction. Strengthen me to accept my cross and carry it generously to the end. On the battlefield of life, stand by me that I may never prove a traitor in your ranks. Stand by me and I may be dazzled by glitter and glow of the enemy camp. That means you cannot touch me. All you devils out there, you will not touch me. You cannot touch me. You can curse me. You can stick your middle finger up at me. You know what I'm going to tell you? I pray for you. I pray for you. And here's another one. Take time to think. It is the source of power. Take time to play. It is the secret of perpetual youth. Take time to read. It is the fountain of wisdom. Take time to pray. It is the greatest power on earth. Take time to love and be loved. It is a God-given privilege. Take time to be friendly. It is the road to happiness. Take time to laugh. It is the music of your soul. Take time to give. It is too short of a day to be selfish. Take time to work. It is the price of success. Take time to do charity. It is the key to heaven. My friends, I made $15,000 a week. Okay, selling life insurance. I gave it all up to do God's will. I don't care if I make $20,000 a year. as long as I can put food on the table for my children and have a house over my head. Jesus lives with me every day. I pray in the morning, afternoon, and night. Every day. Every day. Okay? We're going to get into another track from my man, PK, because I love him. And I love my hip-hop, because I'm a hip-hop kid. And you listen to the words of these songs, and you understand that this man has the body of Christ in him. Jesus lives in him. Jesus used him. God used him as an instrument to get to me, as well as God used me an instrument to get to John. And that's the truth. Me and John Piro are the founders of the Soldier of Christ. And my son Anthony's the third member. And he's 8 years old. If you'd love to join the Soldier of Christ ministry, just kick me an email. PinoPesci@gmail.com. We'd be more than welcome to have you come join our ministry. We're going to hold events in the summer for kids. We're going to show kids what it's like to not be on that side, but to be on the good side. That you could have fun. You could have fun without drugs, alcohol. You understand? And I'm not saying you can't have a glass of wine with dinner and this and that. That is not the case. I'm not talking about that. But the pot smoking, I don't want to hear it. It stimulates me. It makes me focus. Baloney. Baloney. You don't need it. It's garbage. You understand? I smoke pounds of weed a week. Believe me when I tell you, it don't mean nothing. It's garbage. The painkillers, it's going to destroy this country. You understand? It almost destroyed me 2 years ago in L.A. hotel. God took me through hell just to get me to heaven. And today, I was born again. Today, I was born again in my church. Today, I was born anew in my church with the baptism of the Lord. I cried that whole mass. That whole mass. Okay? Because I felt it and I knew he cleansed me. He made me feel what I wanted to feel. I wanted to feel the love. I wanted to feel the love. But if you come in my church and...
The realest thing my Savior did for me is that he died for me. And start living it. Pick up your cross and put down your cigarette. I know you're sick of it, the liquor, the coke on me. God didn't even get destroyed in yoke. My father taught me marriage for grown folk. A furnace me in Christ, middle of the smoke. I'm a firefighter in a fiery trial. Middle of the flames, I can see Christ smile. Try and walk a mile in a man of God's shoes. Get this annoying, pay man of God's dues. Who's my iniquity? I'm not even worthy. Don't lay hands at the spirit. Man, dirty. We all fall, that's no excuse. You dancing with the devil, drinking sin and juice. Known as a threat to the kingdom of Satan. Demons know which kingdom you're facing.
Real, real, Jesus is real to me.
This is that sent me. Satan can't beat me. All he do is tempt me. Without Christ, I'm empty. Nothing at all. For money, y'all will give up rights like Esau. That's why we fall. We're not living it. Your mind is the doorway to your spirit. When Jesus knocks, open and receive him. Even more those that diligently seek him. Mighty man of valor. Holy Ghost power. Lord, anoint me with a spiritual shower. Now is the hour. Time to come to Christ. Bring down the walls of Jericho. In your life, Paul almost got a grip of to be a Christian. Still saved even after benediction. Face affliction, I'm in the hand of God. Reincarnation came back a man of God.
Real, real,
between heaven and hell. Christ got holes in his hand from the nails out of spiritual jail. Got new liberty. Can't preach your mind filled with iniquity. Sin in the ministry. God coming back. They high off iniquity like spiritual crack. I'm like Abel around 10 killer games. Pastors get hurt, but they never show the pain. Making it plain, singing in the rain. Wondering, is my living in vain? Let me explain. These trials make you. Just be it baptized. Don't save you. The world hates you. The world hates Christ. Through his death, he gave me life. I preach truth, and they don't understand. By the grace of God, I am what I am.
The devil, try not to let me preach the word of God. I love it. Devil, rebuke you. You can't stop this. You can't stop this broadcast. Jesus walks with me, John Piero, everybody who chooses him first. Trust in Jesus first, and you will be saved. I will give you another reading. This reading, okay, is, hold on a second, let me get to it. Just give me a chance. It's from the gospel. Luke chapter 3, verses 15, 16, and 21, 22. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke. The people were filled with expectation. Heaven was open, and the Holy Spirit had descended upon him in a bodily form like a dove. Like when my grandmother passed on, and the dove sat out the window in the cold and rain. The cold and rain. She was sitting right at the doorstep. My grandmother. I knew it. I didn't know it then because I was ignoring God. He wasn't ignoring me. But now I know. A voice came from heaven. You are my beloved son. With you I am well pleased. Amen. The gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. I want to get into something else right now. Because I listen to different people and different things. Joel Osteen is a great man. And this man really, 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 really speaks about it. So I just want to give you this. Consider this. You are full of potential. You are overflowing with creativity. There is nothing in your heart that you cannot accomplish. You have courage, strength, and ability. The favor of God surrounds you wherever you go. That's who you really are. So you can throw back your shoulders, hold your head up high, and speak positive affirmations, faithful words in your life. In the space below, it tells you to write positive statements about yourself. But I'm going to give you a prayer for the day that he said. Father, you have loved me and blessed me. You have anointed me to do your will. You have enabled me and made me victorious, endowed me with your greatness. I will praise your holy name. Your mercy endows forever. And then he says, this is takeaway truth. Joel Osteen, a non-denominational Christian, a brother of mine, a brother in Christ. As of today, I will have confidence in myself. I will choose to put on a positive recording and tell myself I am forgiven. I am restored. God has a new plan. He has good things in store for me. He has good things in store for all of you. Do you understand? All of you. Every one of us. Every one of us. And I want to get into this. This is the prayer to the Blessed Trinity. Father is my hope. The Son is my refuge. The Holy Spirit is my protector. Glory to the holy and undivided Trinity now and forever. Let us praise the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Let us bless and exalt God above all forever. Almighty and everlasting God, to whom we owe the grace of professing the true faith, grant that while acknowledging the glory of eternal Trinity, adoring its unity, we may through your majestic power be confirmed in this faith and defend against all adversities through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in unity of the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen. Okay? Amen. Amen, baby. Ah, I'm feeling so good today. So good. Went over to someone's house over the weekend. They invited me in like family. and really, really made me realize what it's like to have family. And I called my father this morning. I cried to my father because the things my father told me, this other man told me, and I should have listened to my father back then, and maybe I would have not got where I was. But you know what? God chose me to do different things to maybe get me where I am today. So here's another thing I want to tell you. When you're unable to receive the Holy Communion, because there's a lot of people that don't like to go to church, and that's fine. You don't want to go, you don't have to go. Here's all you have to say. I believe that you, O Jesus, are the most holy sacrament. I love and desire you. Come into my heart. I embrace you. Oh, never leave me. May the burning and most sweet power of your love, O Lord Jesus Christ, I beseech you, absorb my mind, and I may die through the love of your love, who will graciously please to die through the love of my love. Amen. Amen. You want me to give you words of wisdom? I'll give you words of wisdom. Give your kids a kiss. Give your mother a kiss. Tell your mother you love her. She brought you into this world. Praise Mary. Praise Mary, the mother of God. That's your other mother. Praise Jesus every day. I wake up every morning. I do a divine chapel of St. Michael. All right? He's the one who casted down the devils. My son Anthony is Anthony Raphael. My other son is Jonathan Michael. Anthony, Saint of Miracles. Raphael helped the Archangel Michael cast the devil down to earth. Jonathan is a saint. Michael, same thing with that. Those are my two boys. Love them to death. Okay? Now, we get into another track because I'm just feeling the hip-hop, and I love it. And my man PK, he's my man. And I will preach him. He's born-again Christian over at the Victory Church. My church is St. Charles, Roman Catholic Church on Tyson's Lane. Please make donations. We can use it. To Monsignor Bergen, I hope you get well. Father Anthony, you're my best friend over there.
Spoke to me. I have a dream that one day every valley shall be so. Every hill and mountain shall be made low. The rough places will be made plain. And the crooked places will be made straight. And before the Lord shall be revealed in all flesh, shall see it together.
I had a dream about preaching to the nation. Millions of souls. Claiming salvation, my mother taught women how to be wives. Don't stand behind your man, right on his side. My wife taught girls how to be ladies. How you esteem yourself from a seed to a daisy. My children just spreading good news, rebuking spirits, witchcraft and abuse. Preachers held higher than precedent, standing ovations when accepting the edifice. Young people just living for the Lord in school, not ashamed, throwing up their swords. Being a virgin was popular to marriage. Satan zapped you, he deserved you savage. And pastors were the true role models and robbed the church or drank the bottle. I had a church and still go to hell. Believe me, that sin ain't hard to tell. Get right. right church and let's go home. The King of Kings is on his throne. It's time to get life while we got life, so the lifesaver can change your life. It's your life and it's your choice. And I got one mic and I got one voice number. Let it be known that this is the way. Choose who you're gonna serve on this day. I'ma preach this until I stop breathing. Don't mind me, I'm just gay.
PK, if you want to download PKs on iTunes, yo, but PK, you inspired me so much. I gotta spit a acapella one more time. Yo, I'm back in the fold, dropping elbows. You can't see me. I'm applying sleeper holds. I used to sell rocks since I was 10 years old. I retired from the street to beat the opposition. Soldier in Christ, in transition. I used to hit up Janeiro's, a fresh Sicilian slice. Look at baby girl, that dime piece is nice. Let me introduce you myself, Mr. Pino. Sipping on a chalice, cup full of vino. Signing the cross, breast with the force. You can't be divorced if you can't accept loss. Toss that pride when you enter my door. I used to pack heat my 10s and 4-4s. Strong like an ox, built like a man. Sly like a fox, never snitch, never ran. You dudes gangster up, you wankster straight up. That ice around your neck sure shows your weakness. You a three-legged horse, I'm a filly at the Preakness. What? What do you want to do? Come on, please. Please. Jesus is in me. In me. Fully in me. I want to read something. This is Psalm 23, and we're going to go through this. You want to read along? You can read along. If you don't, I'll read it for you. It will come into your hearts and come into your soul. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for the name's sake. Yeah, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup runs over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. I'm going home, baby. My home is heaven. But I ain't going home yet. I got 2 kids to take care of. God knows that already. So I'll be around for a while. You don't like it? Don't listen. Soldiers of Christ has been established in 2010. Michael Oliva, John Pirro, Anthony Ralph Oliva, and we have many more, okay, that I care not to mention right now, that are going to join us in this battle against evil and take it away once and for all. I got another question, because my son Anthony is making his communion this year. So we're going to go with the Sacrament of Penance and Reconciliation. What is the name of this sacrament? It's called the Sacrament of Penance, the Sacrament of Reconciliation, the Sacrament of Forgiveness, the Sacrament of Confession, and the Sacrament of Conversion. There's that question. Now, the second question, why is there a Sacrament of Reconciliation after baptism? Well, since the new life of grace received in baptism did not abolish the weakness of human nature, nor did inclination to the sin, that is, Christ instituted the sacrament for the conversion of the baptized, who have been separated from him from sin. Then there's a third question. Why did he institute this sacrament? The risen Lord instituted this sacrament on the evening of Easter when he showed himself to the apostles and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven. If you retain the sins of any, they are retained." That is John chapter 20, verse 22 and 23. And there's a fourth question. Do the baptized have the need of conversion? The call of Christ continues to resound in the lives of the baptized. Conversion is a continuing obligation for the whole church. She is holy, but includes sinners in her midst. Do you understand that? You understand that? We are all sinners. Do you understand? Catholic Church is full of sinners. We are all sinners. And I will say it again. For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. Romans 3:23. And now Romans 3:10. As it is written, there is none. No, not no one. You understand? And here's another one. All may be saved. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice, open the door. I will come into him and dine with him, and he be with me. Revelations 3:20. And then here's one from Romans 10:13. For whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. I said it again. Call on the name of the Lord, and you shall be saved. Believe me, go in your room, go to your church, whatever. Now, if you're seeking a church, after making your decision to receive Christ, the Catholic Church especially too, encourage you to prayfully seek a local church, congregation, and assembly that does not have to be the Catholic Church, that will assist you in growing a new Christian by the clear teachings of the Bible. Okay? And now Peter, 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 18, but grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and the Savior Jesus Christ. My friends, I love you all. My enemies, I love you even more. But you reap what you sow, my friend. You reap what you sow. God will take you through hell just to get you to heaven. Believe me, you could ask Johnny Boy, you could ask me, you could ask a lot of other of us. He will take you through hell just to get you to heaven if in your heart he knows that you're his child. When people are stuck with the devil, there's going to be people you're not going to be able to reach. It's because they don't believe. They think that there was, we came from monkeys, evolution, whatever it is. Blasphemy, please. God created the stars, the moon, the earth, the waters. He creates the weather. He creates it all. He creates it all. You understand? He creates it all. Okay? Now, I get back to my man, PK. We play another track from him. I will speak until it comes on. Because Jesus taught me how to wash away my sins, fight and pray. Live rejoicing. Oh, happy day when Jesus washed away my sins. That's from Sister Act. Oh, happy days. Kurt Franklin. Love Kurt Franklin. Unbelievable. Coldplay. Beautiful. Even Kid Rock. New album. Great. Rock and roll Jesus. You will see. You will see. We're all gonna see.
I got 66 hooks. And when I got saved, I got 66 hooks. You in Hell's Kitchen, 66 cooks. Can't steal my tray with 66 cooks. Let's have revival, 66 days. Cast demons out of 66 days. So blessed, I got 66 favors. World priesthood, 66 waiters. 66 rhymes, 66 lines. Download this song 66 times. Listen, this for 66 Christians. Don't let Satan move you out position. No matter the condition, we not flinching. Fishing for souls, that's our mission.
The world hate me, but you can't stop me. Persecute me, but you can't stop me. Slander my name, but you can't stop me. No matter what devil, you can't stop me. Bring up my past, but you can't stop me. Might slow me down, but you can't stop me. Stop my money, but you can't stop me. No matter what devil, you can't stop me.
Spiritual warfare keeps your doors locked. We outside rebuking witches and warlocks. There is a savior, but no blocks like the pit bull. In the spirit, my jaws locked. Soul food needed.
out for all flocks. Watch your spirit man and change your door locks. My Bible clock when I hear the door knock. Please Jesus saves until the war stops. Holy Ghost party fam, it don't stop. Think this is hell, I know a place more hot. The sake of peace, Abraham will leave Lot. Moving out tracks in front of your weed spots. Power in Jesus' name, don't need cops. Just in his presence to make your knees drop. Devil and his demons hoping I would stop. But the church need a revival like Woodstock.
The world hate me, but you can't stop me. Persecute me, but you can't stop me. Slander my name, but you can't stop me. No matter what, devil, you can't stop me. Bring up my past, but you can't stop me. Might slow me down, but you can't stop me. Stop my money, but you can't stop me. No matter what, devil, you can't stop me.
I want somebody else with cats on fire. Crucify flesh, biblical barbed wire. Devil, you a liar, bow to Messiah. Own armor, God, spiritual Messiah. Jesus Christ, the one I admire. In my life, I had to kill Messiah. Let's go higher, up Jacob's ladder. Let God arise, let my enemies scatter. Christ ain't dead, he been out the tomb. Jacob and Esau, fought in the womb. Listen, I'm a born again Christian. Count it all joy in my affliction. God is faithful, so he don't lie. Satan can't repent, so he don't try. We walk by faith, don't need no eyes. Crucify Christ, but he don't die.
The world hate me, but you can't stop me. Persecute me, but you can't stop me. Slander my name, but you can't stop me. No matter what, devil, you can't stop me. Bring up my past, but you can't stop me. Might slow me down, but you can't stop me. Stop my money, but you can't stop me. No matter what, devil, you can't stop me. The world hate me, but you can't stop me. Persecute me, but you can't stop me. Slander my name, but you can't stop me. No matter what, devil, you can't stop me. Bring up my past, but you can't stop me. Might slow me down, but you can't stop me. Stop my money, but you can't stop me. No matter what, devil, you can't stop me.
Tell you something. Virgin Mary is the church's model of faith and charity. Okay? She's the mother to us in order of grace. Were there no forgiveness to sins in the church, there would be no hope to come or eternal liberation. Priests have received from God a power that has given either to angels nor archangels. God above confirms what priests do here below. Sins forgiven through Christ is will. Christ entrusted to his apostles the power to forgive sins when he gave them the Holy Spirit. Listen, we're getting down 10 minutes left, but I want to just say a sermon, and this is not written down. This is out of my head. Through Jesus, I have came a long way. I am ashamed of the things I've done to my mother and father. I'm ashamed of the things I've done to my sister. I'm ashamed of the things I've done to women. But let me tell you something. I cried and I cried and they were tears of joy. At first they weren't. They were tears of joy. When I first got touched, I thought I was losing my mind. Asked them, why are you choosing me? Why are you choosing me? Why are you choosing me? Now I know why. Because of my past, I could change the future for children. You may not believe it now, but the beginning of the end is now. You need to get with Christ. I'm telling you. You see all the catastrophes happening? Read the Bible. Pick it up. It's in there. It is there. It is there for you to read. It is there for you to see. You understand? It is there. Okay? It is there. It is everywhere. You need to understand what a friend we have in Jesus. What a friend we have in Jesus. All our sins and griefs to hear, to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. Oh, what a peace we often forfeit. Oh, what a needless pain we bear. All because we do not carry everything to God in prayer. Have we trials and tribulations, temptations? Is there any trouble anywhere? We should never be discouraged. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Can we find a friend so faithful who will all our sorrows share? Jesus knows our every weakness. Take it to Lord in prayer. Are we weak and heavy laden, cumbled with load of care? Precious Savior, still our refuge? Take it to the Lord in prayer. Do thy friends despise, forsake thee? Take it to the Lord in prayer. In his arms, he'll take and shield thee. Thou wilt find a solace there. Do you understand? Maybe you don't. Maybe you don't. Listen, I'm not asking you to go to church. I'm not asking you to become Catholic, like I said. I'm friends with Baptists. I'm friends with born-agains. I'm friends with Protestants. I'm friends with everybody. We're having a Christian Unity Night January 20th. I'll say it again. At the Zion Church, it's at 7 o'clock. It's on Watchog Avenue in Staten Island, New York. January 20th, it's Christian Unity Celebration. You want to come? Come. You don't want to come? You don't have to come. Whatever way you want to do it, it doesn't matter to me. You understand? It doesn't matter to me. But I'm going to say this to you. St. Anthony, I restore to thy perfection and aid. As proof of my affliction and faith, I offer this light, which shall burn every Tuesday. Comfort me in my difficulties. And throughout the lodging in the house of my Savior, intercede for me and my family that always we hold God in our hearts and provide for in our necessities. I beseech thee, St. Anthony, to have infinity, pity in regards to favor I ask to heal the whole world. Please help me overcome all difficulties I have at my feet. Say three Our Fathers, say three Hail Marys, and say three Glory Be to the Fathers. Do it for 9 Tuesdays in a row. If you want to. If you don't want to, you don't have to. It is what it is. Let me tell you something. My church, there's some people there. You want to laugh because I cry? I cry tears of joy, my friend. You can't stop me. 5 years ago, I would have turned you limb from limb. I would have came to your house with my Alice Rodriguez bat and hit you across your knees. But that's not me. That ain't me. No more. I may look like Michael Lever on the outside, but I am not him. I am not him anymore. Jesus lives inside of me. The Holy Spirit lives inside of me. God lives inside of me. Okay? I had heart surgery. My friend John lost his legs on the same exact day. 1903. His was 1905. Now we have Soldiers of Christ. Come on. Are you kidding me? We were driving the other day, saw two rainbows mirroring each other. No one else saw it but me and him. I looked at him. I said, you smoking dope? He says, no. I said, neither am I. You see that? He goes, look at the two birds. And the two birds flow through the two rainbows. Call me crazy. Call me what you want. I saw what I saw. He saw what he saw. Listen to me, people. You got to get it together. Get it together. I'm not asking you to go to church. Treat people better. Say thank you. How are you? They don't want to say it back. Pray for them. Whatever. It doesn't matter. There's sinners in every church. You understand? There's perverts in every church. But I'll say it again. And I'll stand by Father Carapi. You come to my church. You hurt my children. I'm going to tear you from limb to limb in Jesus' name. And it's not hate. This is Jesus speaking through me. Letting you know. He died on the cross so you can be forgiven. Do you understand? That's the way it works. It works that way all the time. You understand? All the time. All the time, baby. Now I'm going to get into another track. This may end my show. I do want to say God bless you. I love you all. Okay? Love you all. I really do. I mean that. Bottom of my heart. Love you all. Okay? Love you all. Truth be told, love you all. Okay?
I woke woke up one morning, my house was too quiet. Normally it sounds like a Sing Sing riot. I looked over and my wife wasn't there. I checked the kids' room and the kids wasn't there. They probably took a drive to get some fresh air. Wait a minute now, my car is still here. Their clothes are still here. Nah, this is weird. Call my wife and voicemail all I hear. Then I get a call from my man Braun. Me and him used to party to the break of dawn. Did you see the news yet? Yo, this is crazy. Disappeared adult children, babies. My dude stopped playing. That ain't even funny. I laid it at the ATM, even left the money. Thinking to myself, nah man, this can't be. Christ wouldn't come down here and leave me. Yo, boy, I'ma call you back, man. Probably nothing. Maybe a joke or bluffing, terrorist or something. Then I called the sink and not one answer. I feel so sick, like I got cancer. I wanna cry now, but there's no tears. I wanna pull my hair out, but got no hair. Loneliness unexplainable, so odd. On my knees praying now, but there's no God. Think about church and messages preached. My mind wasn't there, yo. It was at the beach. It was on the game. It was at the mall. It was on the movies. It was at the store. 3 years later, check what happened next. On my cell phone, I got a straight text. It said new technology, new ID. Scan your forehead or right hand, all you need. I'm like, nah, man, I remember this. My mama said there will be days like this. She said, boy, you better give your life to Christ. I said, I already gave my life to Christ. She said, this is real, you can't play with God. I said, I'm a hustler, ma, play the odds. She said, Christ coming back like a thief at night. And he's only taking those who's living right. And for the rest of us, who's left behind? The majority will take the death sign. I'm off on your forehead, on your right hand. I said, Mom, what? I don't understand. She said, don't take them off. Die for your savior. They'll behead you, heaven, you'll make later. Then she said, hold up, somebody at my door. I opened up and came in, my man born. She said, check my new ID like a tattoo. It's mandatory now. What about you? What about me? I still want heaven. Been denying Christ ever since I was 11. But never again, man. Not no more. This the only thing left that I can hope for. She said, you crazy, the churches are all gone. You the only one singing that sad song. I knock at my door. Who did that be? I opened up and two officers arrested me. Don't you, Mr. Davis, a reward you'll be getting. I'm like, I can't believe it, born now. You snitches? He said, get the ID, then we home free. That market of beef stuff is OG. I ain't getting nothing, I ain't even bluffing. Rebelling society like David Ruffin. They put me in the black room behind the precinct. I had one shoe on, I was half decent. They said, take the ID or face death. I said, death before dishonor. I face death under a guillotine. I hear my enemy. I'm sweating blood like Christ at Gethsemane. They let it go now. It's getting closer now. I can't believe my life is almost over now. Martyr for Christ. I'm a soldier now. I should've got saved younger, but I'm older now. The air I breathe is right at the engine. Tension is so thick that bullets can't bend in. This is it now. My life is no more. Christ died for me, so Christ I die for. Speed is coming at me like an atom bomb. I close my eyes shut and I hear an alarm.
Wow. Well, they give me a little extra time to say my piece. So I just want to read something. This is out of the Living Faith Daily Catholic Devotionals. I am not worthy to loosen the tongs of his sandals. Luke 3:16. And this is from Monsignor Stephen Rossetti. One of the great challenges that the New Testament lies before us is the fundamental question, who is Jesus? Again and again, we're faced with the task of coming to grips with the understanding that this is a unique person. Today's gospel is replete with the powerful clues to answer this question. John, the great prophet, says he is not worthy to unfasten Jesus' sandal strap. Jesus tells us that Jesus' baptism will be unique. He will baptize us in the Holy Spirit and fire, and that the heavens open and Holy Spirit descends upon him. God the Father announced that Jesus is the beloved Son. Reflecting on today's gospel may leave us awestruck, as John was. He glimpsed the divinity of Jesus and declared himself unworthy. Recognize our littleness before God's grace. John received this grace. May we too come to know our littleness before God. Excuse me. I want to say peace to everybody. My enemies, my friends, the snitches, people that try to get me locked up, people that bugged my car, I forgive you. I want to say to everybody, keep Jesus first. Keep him first. That's all I ask. Keep Jesus first. You don't believe in Jesus, keep God first. Okay? I believe in Jesus. Jesus walks with me, walks with John Peter, or Soldiers of Christ established 2010. We will be coming to a church near you. For the children, baby. For the children. Mom, I love you. Daddy, I love you. Susan, I love you. Amory, I love you. All my nephews and nieces, I love you. And my two sons, Anthony Raphael and Jonathan Michael. You're my life. Trust in Jesus, my boys. Amen. Peace. I will see you next week. This is only the beginning. Soldiers of Christ, established 2010. Peace, and I'm out.